Welcome to At the Table. I'm Clark Wolf, and this is the weekly radio show about all things food, brought to you from Sonoma County. Not just wine country, but farm country and cheese country. And today is our, it's something I do every year, and I'm really excited about it because why? It's about the California Artisan Cheese Festival. Yay! Now, I realize that this is not quite February, much less March. And it is March 21st through 21 through 23. But I always do a show early on because we want our locals to sign up. Every bit of this wonderful weekend sells out. Every bit of it, including the marketplace, usually towards the end, but it all sells out. We want our local community to be able to be there and with us all the way throughout. In fact, as I understand it, one of the farm tours is already sold out. So our first guest in this wonderful exploration of all things cheese is Valerie Miller. She's the executive director of the California Artisan Cheese Guild. Welcome, Valerie.
Hi, Clark. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so Valerie, give us the big picture about this year's festival.
So this year's festival, like you said, it's March 21st through the 23rd, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Once again, we'll have the farm tours on Friday. On Saturday, we'll have six different seminars. And then the cheese crawl in the afternoon, which is at the Barlow in Sebastopol. And then Sunday is the grand finale of the marketplace at Sonoma County Fairgrounds in Santa Rosa. And this year we're going back to having the Bubbles and Bite early entry, where you get some bubbles, you get some cheesy breakfast bites, and we have the honor of you, Clark Wolf, is speaking at the Bubbles and Bites. So we're super excited about that. The marketplace this year is also going to have a beer and wine garden. So you can purchase a full glass of wine or a glass of beer, sit down, listen to the live music. We're still working on some food vendors so that you can actually purchase a meal if you're getting a little bit, needing something more than just the sampling. And then we're having an author's corner that I'm really excited about. We have three authors that will be talking about their books and doing book signings.
Wow, it sounds like quite a full weekend. And yeah, we've had some elements of all those things in the past, but I like that you're keeping it classic and fresh at the same time. Let's start with the farm tours. So tell us a little bit about the farm tours. Again, I understand that one's already sold out, but these are very, very popular.
They are very popular. One has already sold out. It is one that includes Jennifer Bice, who is one of the original cheesemakers in the Sonoma County area. They're going to go to her goat dairy, and Omir from Mount Aton Cheese will be there sampling his cheese. He currently purchases all of her goat milk to make his cheese. And then they've got a few other stops along the way, but that one has already sold out. There's also one that's going to Marshall. It is going to Tamales Farmstead Creamery and to Hog Island Oyster Farm. And they will have lunch at the Strauss Family Homestead Ranch in their old 100-year-old barn. There's one ticket left for that tour. And then there's another tour that only has four tickets remaining, but the rest of them, or probably about half of them, are sold. But I would suggest getting your tickets quickly if you're interested in any of the tours.
Yeah, and let me say a word about Jennifer Bice. She did Redwood Hill and wonderful cheeses and wonderful goat's milk yogurt and all those wonderful things. But more importantly than that, when I formed the California Artisan Cheese Guild, because we got a grant from the Gallo family to do something helpful to artisan food makers, and I thought, you know, this is my life, cheese. We just got guild bylaws from all over the country, put them together, and I went to Jennifer. I said, Jennifer, we need a bank account in order to be able to do this legally. She said, okay, I'll be right back. She calls me back and she says, I've got the goat sperm account. So, you know, we've been breeding for milk from the start. You know, it's when these things, you know, and the reason was, I heard from Sue Connolly and Peggy Smith, who I love very much, from Cowgirl Creamery, that it took 9 years to get the Marin Organic Association formed and launched. 9 years. You know, I'm born and raised in California. I'm sometimes laid back, not usually. But the fact is, that's too long. And cheesemakers needed support and need support every single day. So we just said, well, how can we help and do this? You know, like press a button and go. And by the way, if you can, when this airs, all those tickets might be sold. But this is really good for people to know about when the information comes out about the California Artisan Cheese Festival. Go immediately and sign up for the things that you want to enjoy. I'm talking to Valerie Miller. She's the executive director of the California Artisan Cheese Guild. Valerie, then talk about the seminars. There's one seminar that's quite musical and very interesting.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that one. We have a woman, she goes by Vero. Her blog is under Miss Cheesemonger is what she goes by for her social media. And she is going to be doing a recital at Boleto Winery. I don't know if you've ever
Oh my gosh. Yeah, listen, they have a great event center that have a great back lawn. I actually helped Mo McElroy do some of the space planning for that, but the interior is fabulous. They've got a great kitchen. It's wonderful. And Boleto has been a supporter of community events of all good kinds for many, many years. So, and I think their room has good acoustics. That's it.
It has amazing acoustics.
So what's she going
to
do?
Why we decided to put her in there. So she's going to have a pianist, a live pianist, will be performing, and she will sing. And her classical songs are paired with the cheese. And so she'll tell a story about the song and why she paired it with that particular cheese.
I mean, come on, guys. You know, cheese and chocolate is good. Cheese and apple cider is good. Cheese and opera, yes. Let's do it. Right?
It's going to be amazing.
Well, and so real quickly, run us down the other seminars for that day.
So the other seminars are, we have three seminars at Bacchus Landing in Healdsburg.
Right.
And I'm really excited about that. We tried to coordinate the seminars this year so that people could go to more than one if they wanted to. There are, some of the seminars are from 11 to 12, 15, and the other seminars are from 1 to 2, 15. And three of them are at Bacchus Landing. We have Laura Worland doing cheese and chocolate, and of course some wine and beverages along with it. Luciana Villanueva from Gus's Market.
Yeah,
she's going to do. She's amazing. She's a blast.
Yep.
And she's going to do a sensory evaluation where you're going through. First, it's tasting. Identifying where your palate is of different flavors, like it'll be salt, sugar, umami, and then you're going to go through a sensory of smell, where your sensory for various aromas are, and then it'll be tasting, and then you'll put it all together, and she'll have a variety of things where you can assemble a best bite, so you figure out what your palate is going to think is the best bite. It's, you know, just because everybody's different, right?
Yep.
Just like wine. Some people think one wine is delicious and other people can't stand it. So that's going to be super fun and interesting. And then Alyssa Gilbert from Ole's Cheese in Oakland will be doing a cheese and build a cheese and charcuterie board that you get to take home with you.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, what I like about the putting the three of them together is when we first did the very first kind of more formal Artisan Cheese Festival, which was at the Sheridan in Petaluma, there were all kinds of different breakout rooms. So people could go from seminar to seminar. I mean, you couldn't go to every single one, but you could go to a couple of them. And I think that's a really thoughtful idea. Now tell us, all right, so we're going to start with Bubbles and Bites. And on Sunday morning, if you get the Bubbles and Bites early entry ticket, I'll give you a little bit of a preview. Valerie and I have been in touch much about, you know, the vendors and all that stuff and of what's going to be out there. So you'll get a kind of a game plan and they'll do some, we'll have a little breakfasty tasting, a little bubbly, a little, I don't know, probably some cheese gossip. I don't know. I have three people here in the studio that know it all. I'll never forget. I was asked to be a consultant on a movie about a magic blue cheese. I couldn't make this up. And I was on the phone with this person in Southern California. She was trying to pitch this whole thing and get me involved to be the consultant, the cheese consultant. It's crazy. And 2 hours later, I got a phone call from Mateo Keeler at Jasper Hill in Vermont. Hey, I understand you're doing a movie about blue cheese. I mean, unbelievable. All right, listen, we have the website up. We have three of our favorite people in the whole world. We have Jane Lynn Holt, we have Vivian Strauss and Karen Bianchi Moreda, and we're going to be talking about some of the specific wonderful cheeses and some of the cheesemakers and cheese life that will be represented at the marketplace and all throughout the weekend. But Valerie, I know you have a lot of work to do. We're going to let you go, but thank you so much for being on with us this morning. And I think the next couple of months are going to be kind of busy, right?
They're going to be busy. And thank you so much for all the support that you give to the festival year after year. We truly appreciate it. And enjoy your time talking to the rest of the folks.
Thanks a lot. We'll be right back here at the table. Welcome back to At the Table. I'm Clark Wolf, and this is the weekly radio show about all things food. Well, today it's about all things cheese. I mean, let's be honest. I love cheese. It's where I started learning about food and learning about food. I had the opportunity in my 20s, in 1842, to open a cheese and wine shop for some folks on California Street at the base of Nob Hill in San Francisco. It was an old Italian importer of wine and water, you know, very San Francisco. And the company went Chapter 11 because the 30-year-old grandson liked to be in the back of a limousine. Anyway, never mind. But I had 32 cheeses and $200, and that was it. And the other store in San Mateo. And I ran that cheese shop for 2.5 years until they were able to sell it. I learned how to make the window so funny that it got into the San Francisco Chronicle. I'll tell you stories. And I learned how to make a wall of crackers where most of the boxes of crackers were empty. And the ones in the front were for sale. I mean, you know, you learn about these things. And also I learned the magic of cheese from people who knew way more than I did. Not just the distributors, but the customers, people, the folks. And that's one of the things I love about the California Artisan Cheese Festival. These cheesemakers work very hard. And I want to remind everyone, if you take an hour from a cheesemaker or a farmer, you're stealing sleep. There are only so many hours in the day and there's stuff that's got to get done. So thank you all for being here. But I mean, we learned so many of those things. And then little by little, cheesemakers started coming in. And then I came up to Sonoma County and visited this wonderful person called Laura Chanel. And then I visited this other wonderful person, a little cranky, called Ig Vella from Vella in Sonoma, the town is what I call it. Sonoma, it's all hyphenated. Ig Vella from Sonoma, it's a t-shirt that goes all the way around the back. Anyway, so today we're going to be talking with some wonderful folks. Let's start with Karen Bianchi Moreda. Karen, you are the co-owner of Valley Forge Cheese and Creamery. Gosh, we love your stuff.
Oh, thanks, Clark. Thanks for having me.
So, first of all, we have this gorgeous platter in front of us, and we'll get to that in a second, although feel free to taste your own food. Tell us about your memories of the festival and what you hope to happen at the festival for you and your folks.
For me, that is the beginning of when we just started in the cheese world. And I believe when I first went, I had two cheeses.
Yep.
And a table.
Yep.
And let's roll with this. And over the years, the friendships and the people that return and the tours.
Yeah.
And the people that actually travel out of state to come to this area to taste all of our amazing cheese throughout California in one place is pretty amazing. And hopefully as this continues through the years and being successful and being creative, like the new additions to the marketplace and everything, we will still all connect. We're all together. The main thing is food. The main thing is to try our cheeses and just to continue to grow. But on top of that is the education of the dairy industry and the cheese world. The dairies are not, there's many that have left, and you don't go into the dairy business. So in some creative way, we have to be able to add value to the beautiful milks in our milkshed.
Yeah, and you do. You do. I mean, you're, first of all, you're one of the few folks that we can visit in Valley Forge, right at your wonderful cafe, and have some soft serve. Some of the best soft serve ever, anywhere, folks. You got to go. You know, go with an appetite. But also, you're right. It's a place to form and develop friendships, and it's crucial, right? Because food is all about people. And I think it's very true. And I want to remind everybody listening: tell your friends this is a great time to come to Sonoma County. It's really wonderful. It's usually, I mean, we've had downpours, but the fairgrounds are great for this kind of a thing. It's really not a problem at all. And we know from rain around here. We like rain. We don't mind rain at all. The cows like rain. The goats like rain. Sheep, not so much. I mean, they're a little cranky. But so it promises to be wonderful. All right. Now let's go to Jane Lynn Holt, because Point Reyes Farms it. Oh my gosh. So many wonderful cheeses. You've been coming for a while now, right?
Yeah. Point Reyes cheese has been at the festival since the very beginning. I think I'm on year 8 of going to the festival. And to me, I love festival weekend. I get giddy like it is a high school reunion. We've talked a lot about connections, and that's what it is. One of my very favorite things is I'll be behind our booth sampling at the marketplace on Sunday, and somebody comes in and grabs me out and runs me over to a booth because I have to try some new mind-blowing pairing, new cheese. And it's just a time to connect with our customers who enjoy our cheese daily that we don't get FaceTime with, talk to fellow cheesemakers, authors, chefs, and it's just such a wonderful weekend that fills your cup.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting because it's become even more important because the fancy food folks, which is, you know, Triple F fancy food folks, have been doing their shows in Las Vegas. And then they're changing the winter show. We always met in San Francisco, and there was always a marketplace before, and blah, blah, blah. So it becomes even more important that we all get together in farm country and do all of this, right? And you're constantly winning awards, and you're constantly having, not constantly, you're regularly adding new cheeses.
We are. For a company that only made one cheese for the first 9 years, 2012 hit, and we really ramped up. In the last couple of years, we've made many new cheeses, and at the last festival was actually our Fennel Blue that we'll be tasting today. Its debut kind of out there in the world.
Yeah. This is an opportunity. Again, it's not a subtle thing, right, when you have 2,500 people coming together. 2,500 people, I think that's what it is, over this weekend, and you're telling everybody the cheese cognoscente. Is that right? Speaking of which, Vivian Strauss knows where the cheese is buried. No, not buried, made. Vivian, tell us about your experience with this wonderful festival and what you're hoping for.
Well, I love this festival like everyone else. I get very excited about it. Usually you think, oh, it's a job and I have to go do this, but this is like one of those like perks. And the first thing that I always do is I get there early so I can set up, because now I have a booth. I run around to get the gossip. And it's all about the gossip. What new cheeses? What new cheesemaker? Who's doing what? I have to find out what's going on, because I am the resource. So everyone has to tell me so I can tell everyone else.
Exactly. I mean, when I first ran into Omer at the farmer's market, it was really interesting. The first time I met him, from Saint-Étienne, and he's making mostly goat, but also some cow's milk from Strauss milk. We were there, and I tasted it, and he said to me, I love this. I will always remember and love this guy for this. He said, they're not really that great yet. I love that. So, because I've known cheesemakers forever, and you know, the motto of a new cheesemaker is the pigs eat a lot of bad cheese, right? We have to feed the pigs what we didn't do right. And over time, and it's not a long time, he is making some exquisite cheeses.
Incredible cheeses. Right? Incredible. We have a lot of amazing cheesemakers. And what's really cool about this, especially this region, is because we have these small farms. It's one of the few places here and up in Humboldt County, up the coast, where we have small farms. And so you get these really unique cheeses. And for people who don't shop outside the chain grocery stores, they don't know what all these amazing cheeses are. And they're like, oh my God, this is the time to come and figure out what you like.
Well, and you know, when you think about it, I mean, it was Johnny Apple, the late R.W. Apple from the New York Times, who wrote, "It's a new Normandy north of the Golden Gate." And it was about Marin and Sonoma County, dairy and cheese. And really, for a lot of us, for me certainly, I didn't really know what was possible, even having a cheese shop, until I went to Europe, until I went to Rungis and saw two airplane-sized buildings filled with cheeses for the wholesale markets, realizing that I didn't know the name of every little person who made every single little cheese, but I knew what everything was. I knew what it was going to do and what likely it was going to taste like. You know what I mean? You got this idea. You can come to Northern California. You can come to the Artisan Cheese Guild and learn what cheese is, because we have a broad range. I mean, the two of you cheesemakers already have a broad range, but still, we have some amazing cheeses here. All right, when we come back, the good stuff happens. We're going to start tasting some of the cheeses. You have no idea. We're sitting here in this wonderful studio with two glorious platters of cheeses with their friends, and we'll be right back here at the table. Table and I'm ready to eat. I'm actually ready to taste. Let's be calm, Clark. I mean, all right. So, Karen Bianchi. By the way, Bianchi is your family name, yes?
It is.
And did I say it right?
You did.
I love when that happens.
In Italy, it's Bianchi.
Oh.
Here, a lot of people say Bianchi. But you know, I answer to both.
Exactly. Karen! She's the co-owner of Valley Forge Cheese, and I have an array in front of me that's glorious. All right, talk us through it.
So I brought a little bit of everything right now that's in our cheese portfolio, let's say. But the really delightful one that I figured we would start with is our fresh mozzarella.
Yeah.
With a little stracciatella over the top of it. And I just call that basically a deconstructed burrata, right?
Of course it is.
And I obviously threw a little prosciutto on the plate. I wish everybody could see it. So great pairing. You just get that beautiful milkiness, the freshness out of that mozzarella. And then, of course, what's better than stracciatella with cream? And
nothing.
It's just delightful.
And I got to tell you, we think of Vermont cheeses as very creamy. We think of Italian cheeses, for example, as a little bit sour, a little in a good way. California cheeses taste like milk. That's the thing about that. That's one of the nature, kind of the characteristics of a lot of California cheeses. And yours definitely do. And that mozzarella is crazy. It's good.
It's delicious. You know, like I said, it was just made yesterday. And ours is 100% Jersey milk.
Yeah.
So we get all of our milk from my son, which is just, it's just a beautiful yellow. There's that little yellow tint to it now with the cows being out on grass.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was a fun one to start with. And then the product that follows that mozzarella is on that little eco spoon is the Sweet Way Ricotta.
Yeah.
And it's just a completely, it's such a great way to use up. There's still that fat and the protein left over from the mozzarella. And then we inoculate it with a little bit more milk back into it. And we make these beautiful Sweet Way Ricotta baskets. And, you know, it's a fresh product, so it's meant to be used. Within 10 days. It's absolutely amazing.
And there's nothing like it. You know, when I was a kid, ricotta was a hard rock, and you sliced it. I mean, seriously. And so was mozzarella, right? Mozzarella, you could break a window, right? In California, anyway. But that's not how it's supposed to be. And reminding everybody, Jersey cows are those orange ones, and they have a higher fat and protein content.
Yes.
So they're, you know, they don't give as much milk, generally, but it's churse, as we say in New Jersey. It's churse. That ricotta is stupid good, as my niece would
say. Thank you.
All right, what else?
Thank you. And then the other fresh product is on the other little spoon is just our fresh farmer's cheese.
Yeah.
And it's probably one of the most versatile cheeses. You can sweet, sour, savory. Our chefs use them in so many plates. But it is, you could use it like a fromage blanc, kind of. It's in its own category.
You can make cheesecake with it. You can put it into your pancakes. You can stuff it into lasagna. And mind you, the farmer's cheese and the ricotta can marry together, can be blended together, or can be in different layers. I mean, this is something that you don't get. I mean, this is not something available in most places, even in California, right? How broad is your range of distribution?
Right now, I would say Northern California is our heavy concentrated area. We have some in the Southern California, some in the Midwest, not on the fresh cheese part of it, obviously.
Yeah, that's for us.
We literally make it and it goes out the next day.
Yeah.
And that is, we want it to get to our chefs and our consumers at its optimal, at its best.
At its absolute best. All right, so tell us about the other ones. We don't have too much time.
And then, of course, we brought our, you know, it's our original that we started with was our Estero Gold. Just your... that's just like just an all-around table cheese. It's similar to what my family makes in Switzerland and in Italy. It's like your Italian Alpine-style cheese.
Yeah.
You'll get the reflections of what the cows are eating. And then that one's the young one, and then we have the Estero Gold Reserve, which, of course, just gets better with age. And this is about a year old, so it's starting to take on the new nuttiness and the development of crystals starting. And then we did bring our Highway 1, which is our Fontina. And then we're going to end with our Gorgonzola.
Yeah.
So that's our lineup. So we have some of our fresh cheeses that are pasteurized. And then we have our array of our raw cheeses, which I just mentioned was the Estero and the Reserve and Highway.
And I'm cleansing my palate with a grape, which is probably from Peru. You know, I don't indulge in other things, but in winter, I do buy produce from the Southern Hemisphere. I really do, because it's worth it. You know what I mean? Interestingly, March is a tough time for fresh produce. It's between seasons everywhere all over the world. But January, February, it's a great time when, this is a secret, folks, chefs plan their spring and summer menus, because they have spring and summer ingredients from someplace else. And that's worth sending across the world. All right, let's keep going, and we're going to continue to the next segment with this. Jane Lynn Holt, Point Reyes Farmstead. We only have 2 minutes, but we'll continue in the next segment. Oh, your cheeses are so good. What do we start with?
Okay, so we've got four cheeses here today, and the one I want us to focus on is the one I'm most jazzed about. It's our Truffle Brie, which we just created in 2024.
When was that?
Yeah. When? I know, it's like 2025. It's been 6 months already.
Exactly.
So our Truffle Brie, I think, is just our fresh milk kind of bottled in a rind. And then we work with the Sabatino family in northern Italy, and they make us a custom truffle pate that we add into it. And what I love about this cheese is, one, I think it kind of gives you like a cheese hug when you go in for it.
And it's not the kind of the, it's really, subtle's not the right word. It's not overpowering in its truffledness.
So people really wanted Point Reyes to make flavored cheese, and we were hesitant. We thought we're kind of cheese purists, but we do have a line of flavored Tomas that kicked it off. And our main goal was, we're proud of our cheeses and we're proud of our milk, so we want that to shine first, and we want any flavorings we put in there to just enhance the cheese.
Absolutely. This is a long tradition all over the world. It's just that not all the pairings that some people do are a good idea. Let's be honest here. Sometimes it's like, oh, that's it. I don't like fig and honey mixed into fresh goat cheese. It ends up tasting like a shoe. I'm sorry. But if you have fresh goat cheese that's good and you drizzle a little honey and a little fig, it's fantastic. So it takes a really smart cheese-making team, and we'll talk more and taste more when we come back for more and more at the table. table, and there's cheese. And we're still talking with Jane Lynn Holt from Point Reyes Farmstead Cheese. Oh my gosh, so many awards and so many cheeses and so much good stuff. And what are we eating?
All right, so our next cheese up at bat is our Fennel Blue, another cheese that made its debut last year, actually at the California Artisan Cheese Festival.
There you go.
In March. So it is our classic Bay Blue, and we add whole fennel seeds in there that add just a little bit of sweetness to it.
See, this is what I like. This is natural. If I were going to make a sauce, or even if I was going to do a pizza with blue cheese on it, which we do, which is really wonderful and really good with figs and also really good with prosciutto, right? Fennel would be wonderful. I might do it with a fennel sausage.
I have had that, and it is spot on.
Well, I mean, fennel and fat. How could that be bad, right? Oh my gosh, that's good. Now, you have a couple of others that you leapt over. Ordinarily, you'd probably taste the blue last, right?
Correct.
But we wanted to make sure we got a plug-in for the blue.
Yes.
All right, so tell us about the other
ones. So we've got our next two cheeses. First, we're going to start with our Toma, which I can't really pick favorites, but I think it might be the closest to my heart. Buttery, tangy cow's milk cheese. Once you start eating it, you can't really stop. We say it's good for any time and any table.
Well, and the thing about that is that if you go all over Italy, they have something they call cacciotto. They have it's a town cheese. It's the town cheese. And they're all similar and they're all different. And when you guys decided to do a Toma, I thought, okay, they've got to sell volume. You know what I mean? You got to have something that's accessible. And then I tasted it and my... It is so much better than it needs to be. I mean that as the greatest compliment. You know what I mean? It is really dynamic. It's really wonderful. And you can eat a lot.
You can eat a lot of it. I think we sell a 6-ounce wedge, and I think that's single serve, basically.
Around here it is. Yeah. All right.
And then we've got our other cheese here, our aged Gouda. It's aged for about 10 to 14 months. It's a cheese we've had for a long time, but only recently started making enough where you really start seeing it out there in the marketplace. So a lot of people think it is newer. What I think is most unique about this is it's aged for a long time, so you get those crunchy bits in there, but there's still a lot of moisture and smoothness to it.
Oh my gosh, that's really wonderful. And what's the range that you guys sell? I mean, a lot, right?
Yeah, so it's pretty wide range. We started with blue cheese, so a lot of people think we're just blue cheese people. We made our original blue for only 9 years, but now we have 3 blue cheeses in our lineup. We have some flavored Tomas, Gouda, and now our soft ripened cheeses, the Truffle Brie and Quinta.
Not so bad. All right, Vivian, you know, give us your overview, because you do your wonderful cheese map where people can figure out how to get to the places that make the cheese and visit the cheese and taste the cheese and buy the cheese. Don't forget to buy the cheese, folks. It feels like a hobby, but it's a lot of work and it's a lifetime. Tell us about what your response to all of this is.
Oh my God, I first of all, I love the creativity of every cheesemaker we have. We have like over 75 cheesemakers in California. And some of these are so spectacular, you just don't know what you're missing. It's like going to a museum, except you get to eat it. And we have like, and the thing is, on our website, I just want to tell you that once you've gone to this festival and you meet these cheesemakers and you taste this cheese, you can find out how to visit them on our website at cheesetrail.org, and you can go on farm tours. We have events. If you like one of those cheeses but can't remember what it is, but you remember it's a goat cheese and it's firm or something like that, or it's a flavored one, you can go on our cheese library and actually search for the type of cheese you're looking for.
That's so important. I had this cheese and it had this thing on the thing about the thing, you know what I mean? And then you'll go onto the site and say, oh, that's it. Yes. I can go there. It's real near my cousin's house.
And a lot of these cheesemakers at the festival have farm tours, which are really cool. And it's really fun. Like Nicasio is going to be there. You can go on a dairy farm tour and you can see what that is. You can go to Pennyroyal. You can go to Spanker. You can go to Tamales Farmstead. And you can see the goats. And they're all baby goats right now. So it's a great time to sort of taste their cheeses and visit them.
Yeah. You know, one of the things we have to remind people, folks, is that March is not the easiest time for cheesemakers, particularly goat's milk. Because that's when they're, and I love this term, they're freshening. That means they're giving birth and it's not fresh. It's really, I call it goat blat. You know what I mean? It's really kind of funny. Because you'll see the goat's milk people and they're coming to the festival and they're a little tired because the goats have kept them up all night. But they're adorable. I mean, they're all those videos of goats bouncing around. It's true. Every bit of it is true. Anyway, again, website for the cheese map.
Cheesetrail.org.
Cheesetrail.org. And Valley Ford, what's your website?
ValleyFordCheese.com.
And where exactly are you?
Downtown Valley Forge.
There you
Highway
go.
Highway 1.
Exactly. And Point Reyes, what's your website and exactly where are you?
We are pointreyescheese.com, and we're located just on Highway 1 overlooking the Tamales Bay. We welcome farm tours and visitors.
Yeah, you have a whole program, right?
Right. We've got the Fork there, which is our hospitality center. So we'd love to have you out for a cheese tasting. Come sit in our garden, wander through, and come learn about us.
Yeah. I mean, Vivian, do you have all that information?
Absolutely.
Tell us all of it.
Yes. So you go to cheesetrail.org, look at the tab that says events. You have to actually, it's a drop down. Go to events and we will list all the tours that you have. Or if you go to just the map itself and you say where you're going to be, it'll show you all the places that are open and what their hours
are. All right. It's March 21 through 23. That's 2025. Artisancheesefestival.com. There's so much going on. The Saturday farm tours that are almost sold out as of this moment. The seminars on farm tours are Friday, seminars are Saturday, and then Sunday we start with Bubbles and Bites and the Marketplace and have a great time, and I can't wait. I'm going to lose 5 pounds so I can gain 10. We'll be right back here at the table. Back at the table, we're talking about the California Artisan Cheese Festival, March 21 through 23, artisancheesefestival.com. And I realize we're having a meeting here in the studio because, Jane's husband is the webmaster who's doing the website. And Karen is saying, well, wait a second, we're doing a very special lunch and it's not posted right. I mean, we're solving all these things and discussing the menu for wonderful stuff. All right. So, Karen, tell us about this wonderful lunch that's part of the deal.
So we on Friday are going to have a special lunch for one of the tours. And we'll pull out all the stops. Chef will be doing specialty grilled cheeses, family style, at our shop and marketplace in Valley Forge. And then at the same time, I'm going to be doing a lunch offsite at Strauss Ranch.
Ooh.
With Vivian, doing a special lunch for that. So we get to do two lunches at the same time on the same day.
And I have to tell you something. I have to tell you something. I was on a wonderful tour that the Farm Bureau hosted of organic dairy farms that I was really interested in. I learned all about how well they take care of their animals and what they do. And we ended up at your wonderful place for a great lunch. Folks, they give good lunch. I mean, it's really wonderful every single day. But when they put on a deal, oh my goodness. All right, Jane. This is a special thing. You're doing a lot of special stuff at the festival and for the festival. What is the launch from the festival?
Well, we're super excited because this is our 25th anniversary year. We've been making cheese for 25 years. We've been farming on our land for 66 years.
Yeah.
But 25 years in cheese, and we'll be kicking off those celebrations at the festival. And then continue to follow us throughout the year for more announcements and surprises.
Well, and we'll be bringing a lot of that to you folks right here on At the Table. I mean, I moved to Sonoma County. I got my cabin in the Redwoods that was built in 1906. My bedroom was built in 1906. Those loggers know what to do. And it was 25 years ago. So I apparently got here just in time for Point Reyes Farmstead Cheeses to start being made. Vivian, what are you planning for the event? What are you looking at? What are you reminding everybody? Because you're the person who tells us where to go.
There we go. Okay, so I will tell you that the new 2025 Cheese Trail map is coming out and will be introduced at the Artisan Cheese Festival. And there is a surprise in there that even Clark doesn't know. There's a cheesemaker that I just discovered.
Ooh.
That was going to be on the map. It's very exciting. And then, of course, there's going to be the big lunch at the ranch I grew up on, Strauss Home Ranch, with Valley Forge Cheese making lunch, and I'm very excited about that.
All right. Well, listen, folks, if you haven't already signed up, and I think you'd pull over if you're driving and sign up immediately, get on that right now because it does sell out. All the seminars sell out. The farm tours are almost already sold out. The marketplace does sell out. And if you really want that extra experience, I think they hold it to about 100 people for the, or 150 people for the Bubbles and Bites before, so that we could get to go in early and have it a little bit calmer and see if we can wake the cheesemakers up. No, they've been up since 4. And really enjoy it. We'll see you next time and at the Cheese Festival at the table. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? You'd be in paradise and put up a fucking lie.